From the Word of God, the book of Exodus, chapter 16, beginning at verse 11. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, I have heard the complaints of the children of Israel. Speak to them, saying, At twilight you shall eat meat, and in the morning you shall be filled with bread. And you shall know that I am the Lord your God. So it was that quails came up at evening and covered the camp. And in the morning the dew lay all around the camp. And when the layer of dew lifted, there on the surface of the wilderness was a small round substance as fine as frost on the ground. So when the children of Israel saw it, they said to one another, What is it? For they did not know what it was. And Moses said to them, This is the bread which the Lord has given you to eat. And from chapter 17, beginning at verse 8. Now Amalek came and fought with Israel in Rephidim. And Moses said to Joshua, Choose us some men and go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. So Joshua did as Moses said to him and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And so it was when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands became heavy. So they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. And Aaron and Hur supported his hands, one on either side, one on one side and the other on the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. So Joshua defeated Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be unto God. Jim greeted Linda with the customary greeting. How's it going? And Linda's face, for just a moment, clouded over with a worried look, and her reply was filled with grim tension. Now, not this Linda. And she said, I'll be okay if I can just make it through today. Jim's response surprised her. Today's all you're meant to make it through. In fact, today is all you have. As a believer in Jesus Christ, the most difficult thing that I've had to learn, the most difficult discovery in this abundant life, is to live one day at a time, to receive fresh grace from the Lord for each day. But that's not easy to hear, and it's not easy to remember. It's the most crucial truth that God taught Moses as they are coming out of Egypt, as He's leading the people of Israel to the new land that He's promised. They've passed through the Red Sea. They've gone into the wilderness. The home territory is almost in sight. He's not yet given them the Ten Commandments, but Egypt is behind them. They've been out of Egypt for about a month and a half now, about 45 days. And during this time, God teaches Moses and the people of Israel about His grace that's unlimited for every day's need. Now, they've been out 45 days. They took with them provisions that they took out of Egypt. The people of Egypt gave them food. They gave them gifts. Glad to be rid of them, after all the plagues that had come because Pharaoh hardened his heart against God. But it seems as though those provisions have run out. And they're hungry. And once again, they're complaining. And once again, they ask, why didn't you just leave us in Egypt? There was enough to eat in Egypt. Forgetting they were slaves. Forgetting they had no freedom, nothing to do but what they were told to do. But we had enough to eat. In one place they remembered the menu, leeks and garlics of Egypt. And they're complaining to Moses once again. And Moses goes to the Lord and he says, Lord, what do I do? They're restless. They're rebellious. The Lord told Moses what to tell them, that he was about to provide for them once again to prove himself and his mercy and his grace to them. And so in the first passage that we read, Moses said, tonight you're going to eat fresh quail. And in the morning you're going to eat fresh bread. You're not going to hunt for the quail. It's going to come to you. You're not going to bake the bread. It's going to be there in the morning when you get up. And the first thing that I want us to look at this morning is this scene when supper and breakfast are provided. And you know the story. You know that manna is going to be there every day for them until they're ready to cross into the promised land finally. But picture in your mind that night. They're hungry. They've been grumbling. They've heard Moses say, I'm going to give you something. God says He's going to give you something to eat tonight. And their bellies are still rumbling. And off there in the distance, a couple of them notice this dark spot in the sky. And it gets closer and it gets bigger. And as they're so hungry, they're watching this cloud, whatever it is, move closer. And it's a giant flock of quail that's flying directly to them. And when the birds get close to Israel, they simply land on the ground. And the people of Israel gather them up, prepare them, cook them, and eat until they are full. They gorge themselves, they stuff themselves with this meal that was provided by a miracle of God. Now, I need to tell you about the migratory habits of quail in the Middle East. This still happens. They will begin to move from their home towards the east, from Central Europe to Turkey, across the Sinai Peninsula, and on into the southern part of Europe. And what they do is they eat, they fill up, they get full of food, they get full of energy, they take off, and in a group they fly together high over the land. And they stay up until they're approaching where they're going to come down. And as they get close, instinct within them, they still stay flying fast and hard. And if you don't fly fast and hard, they fall and they're lost. They get down over the ground, they fly. When they get to where they're going to land, they stop and they're exhausted. And they stay there for 2 or 3 days while they recover their strength. Now, normally the place they land is far back from where Israel is there in the wilderness. There in Sinai. But these birds, this flock, keeps flying until they get to where Israel is. And then they land, exhausted, motionless, because the God who created them pressed them farther and farther on to meet the needs of His people. And they wake up in the morning. Oh, that was a good dinner last night. Roast quail, that was a good dinner last night. And they look out, and the ground is covered with frost. And the frost goes away with the morning sun. And under the frost are these round little disks. And they look at each other and they say, "What is it?" Well, that's the way it reads in English. What they said in Hebrew was manna, which means, "What is it?" And so that's what these little wafers were called, was manna, because the people said, "Manna, what is it?" And Moses tells them, "Gather up all that you need for today. It'll take about 2 quarts of this for you to gather up. And you can fry it, you can grind it, you can mash it, you can boil it, you can cook it, and it'll feed you all day long. Get enough for today. And on the day before the Sabbath, get twice as much. 2 quarts every day, 4 quarts the day before Sabbath. But say it's Monday, don't gather 4 quarts. Because on Tuesday, what's left over is going to smell worse than anything you've ever smelled. And it's going to be full of worms. But every morning, there it is. And they gather up 2 quarts, and it lasts all day. And next morning, it's there again, and they gather up, and it lasts all day. And whenever they try to hoard more, "Oh, I'll just gather up some extra today for tomorrow so I don't have to worry about tomorrow." It stinks, and it's wormy, and it's rancid. And the message is clear. God will provide every day the needs of His people. And they have to accept His fresh blessings every day. You can't store up today's blessing for tomorrow. You have to go every day for that fresh blessing. And the same is true for us. There is fresh grace available for you and for me every day. We can't live on yesterday's inspiration. As the Lord gives us new each day, He shows us the way. Oh, today is great. The grace and the mercy of God is great today. Tomorrow, there'll be new mercy. There'll be new grace. Tomorrow, there'll be a new supply. I don't have to carry it over. I don't have to try to get by tomorrow on what I had today. Because the mercy of God, the grace of God, is there tomorrow for my needs tomorrow. And our task is to relinquish our fears and our frustrations and our problems and our perplexities and to trust Him completely. And some days, that's just not easy. Now, fresh grace every day for each of us. But the second passage that we read talks about the fact that we don't do this alone. Tomorrow there's fresh grace for me, fresh mercy, fresh supply, but I don't go it alone. You've heard the story. They're attacked by the Amalekites. Their leader Amalek comes in. And Israel's not prepared for war. Israel's not trained for war. They have been makers of mud and makers of building, not makers of war. They don't have any idea how to fight. Oh, they could pick up a sword, they could pick up a weapon. But to act as an organized army, to move against an oncoming organized foe, God has to show them. God has to lead them. He has to teach them. And so Moses tells them, Joshua's going to lead you. Joshua, you gather together a force and you go out tomorrow to battle the Amalekites. And I'm going up on that hill over there, and I'm going to stand with the rod of God in my hands. That rod, you remember that rod that in Egypt I struck the Red Sea and it turned into blood. I waved it over the land and flies came. When we got to the border and were ready to cross over the sea, I held it up and God separated the waters. You remember that rod? He said, I'm going to hold it up. And God's going to give us the victory while that rod is up. But they were forced to cooperate with each other. Not just the soldiers out there fighting. Moses up there on the mountain, up there on the hill, wherever it was, up there on the hill, holding the rod. He can't stand there all day with that thing in his hands. I have a walking stick. I bought one time, and when Bonnie and I go out and we do a little bit of hiking, and that's not often, but when we go out and do a little bit of hiking, I've got this walking stick, and I went into the room where it is, and I stood there holding it up. See how long I could hold it up. It wasn't long, and my arms are tired, and down they come. Well, I don't know how long Moses was able to stand out there with his arms up in the air like that, but after a while he gets tired, and he has to put his arms down, and when he puts his arms down, the Amalekites come on. And Israel's pushed back. He catches a second wind, puts his arms back up. Amalekites are pushed back and Israel comes on. Finally, Aaron and Hur say to him, you can't do this for yourself. They pull up a rock. He sits down on the rock. One stands on either side and they hold up his arms while he holds up the rod. And the Amalekites never advance again. They are constantly pushed back until they are totally defeated. Because they learned the lesson. They need each other. As strong in the Lord as Aaron was, he needed the help of Aaron and Hur. As strong in the Lord as you are, as strong in the Lord as I am, we don't do this alone. We can't do this alone. We need the encouragement. We need the support. We need the help. We need the love. We need the faith. We need the touch of each other. Moses learned that greatness was being willing to receive strength from others as well as from the Lord. We were never meant to make it alone. We're meant and we need each other to win life's battles. Now, to wrap this up, these two events during the period between the crossing of the Red Sea and the arrival of Mount Sinai teaches a great deal about the Lord and the way He works in our lives. First of all, His grace is available to us in daily portions. We don't have to work tomorrow on the grace He gave us today. There's appropriate strength for every day. And secondly, the Lord wants us to depend on each other as brothers and sisters, to help each other and receive help from each other. As I mentioned at the beginning, today's all we have. Our challenge is to live it as if it were our last, and to live it to the fullest. And He offers us fresh grace to meet our needs today, and brothers and sisters to help us hold up our hands when the battle is on. Faithful friends to spur us on. So tell Him what you need. And ask others to intercede for you. Don't depend on yesterday's inspiration or last week's insight. New manna is available and Aaron and Hur are there ready to be at your side. Amen.